Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By His great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Last week, our gospel lesson was the feeding of the 5,000. Clearly one of the highlights of Jesus' ministry and undoubtedly a highlight for His disciples as they saw that everyone was fed and there was enough and left over. After this high point, Jesus went off by Himself up the mountain, it says, to pray. A discipline that is recounted to us several times during His ministry. And He sends the disciples in a boat across the Sea of Galilee, I guess to some place that they had agreed upon to meet later on. And it did not go well for the disciples. The wind was against them. The waves battered them, and they were far from land. It seems like this is a wonderful and appropriate lesson for us after the week that we have experienced in nation and world. Reflecting on the metaphorical storms of all life, been a tough week for our nation and world. Saber rattling in North Korea that is unnerving, if not extreme, and anxiety producing for us and many others. Domestic terrorism yesterday in Charlottesville, very close at hand indeed, and I'm not sure that some of you picked up on this, but Elaine Thomas has a ministry in Charlottesville, and she has been, along with Susan Manation, who was the former chaplain at F&M, they have been very active in the group of clergy there that has tried to provide a leadership for the counterterrorism and keeping things in hand. Those, of course, are just the close-by ones or the de jure ones. We have then also the chronic problems in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and Yemen and Venezuela that have gone on for long enough that we hardly pay any attention to them in the news anymore. Discord and anxiety inside our borders and out. It seems unusual, and indeed it's worrisome, and for those of us who lived through most of the second half of the 20th century, we have had this kind of luxury of even when things go wrong in the world, they don't much touch us here. And now we seem to be at a new and less stable place in which, in fact, it's a little scary. I say it's not unusual because as we read carefully in the Scriptures, as we read the prayers of our prayer book, as we read other people's writings, we know that the metaphorical winds being against us often happens. Sometimes it even seems like it happens that circumstances kind of pile up one after the other at certain times in either our individual lives or in the history of the world. And indeed, as we get the news, which we now get more of than we can even digest and integrate, we hear of the winds against us in many places. Kyla McClurg, who's one of the preachers at Church of the Savior in Washington, D.C., and wrote a little book that's kind of a sermon pump primer for us clergy, writes the following about the lesson today. All around us, storms rage. Famine and flood bring waves of starvation and disease. Angry winds of partisanship and hate threaten entire systems of government. Isolation and mistrust destabilize neighborhoods. Addiction ravages families. Solid ground is a distant memory. Faithful community, but a wishful dream. Then she goes on to say, but then, in the midst of the mist and the spray and the waves, Jesus comes to us. Sometimes we're not even sure if it's Him, but then our spirit is awakened again and God is there with us. And Peter, impulsively, as he is portrayed several places in the gospel, says, Lord, if it's really you, command me to come out there with you. And Jesus reached toward him and says, it is I, don't be afraid, come on. And Peter jumps in. And for a few moments at least, his faith was strong enough for him to make some movement across the water. And then, like our faith is, at least mine is, so often, he looked down instead of to the Lord, and then it all went bad on him. And Jesus reaches out his hand and saves him and takes him back to the boat, and the storm is calm. And so, Cale McClurg says, what next? What next? And I think that is the question that we need to ask this morning, too, in regard to our own faith and our world in which we live. What next? What are we called to do? What can we do? There are many things that one or another of you as individuals might be called to do here in this community of St. Edward's, outwards in our community in Lancaster County, with some group of friends or some role that you are already playing in the civic arena. But the one word that connects it all together, I believe, goes back to what Jesus did after feeding the 5,000, and that was to go on the mountain to pray. I would not take any prizes for the discipline of my prayer life, I must confess to you. I suspect that some of you find yourself in that same place, which is a shame, both because of the weakness that leaves us in our faith, both individually and collectively. And it's also a shame because as Episcopalians, we have the best collection of prayers to pray for anything, but maybe especially for nation and world that anybody has. Begins on page 814 in the back of our prayer book, but I'd like to direct your attention to those prayers that start on page 820 and go on through 827. And And I would like to spend the last couple minutes of this sermon time praying together these prayers. Leaf through them and pray them silently for any of you that are led in any particular way. Please stand up and pray for us and on our behalf any of these prayers that you would feel called to. At the end of this time, I will lead you in the litany prayer, number 22, at the bottom of page 821. Let us pray.
Grant, O God, that by your holy and life-giving Spirit may so move every human heart, especially the hearts of this land, that barriers which divide us may crumble, suspicions disappear, and hatred cease, that our division being healed, we may live in justice and peace, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. 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 Continue on page 821. O Lord, our Governor, bless the leaders of our land, that we may be a people at peace among ourselves and a blessing to other nations of the earth.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
To our President, Donald, and members of the cabinet, our Governor Tom, and those of the other states, mayors of cities, and to all in administrative authority, grant wisdom and grace in the exercise of their duties.
Give grace to your servants, O Lord.
To senators and representatives and those who make our laws in states, cities, and towns, give courage, wisdom, and foresight to provide for the needs of all our people and to fulfill our obligations in the community of nations.
Give grace to your servants, O Lord.
To the judges and officers of our courts, give understanding and integrity, that human rights may be safeguarded and justice served.
Give grace to your servants, O Lord.
And finally, teach us to rely on your strength and to accept our responsibilities to our fellow citizens, that we may elect trustworthy leaders and make wise decisions for the well-being of our society, and that we may serve you faithfully in our generation and honor your holy name.
For yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all.